Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Jeg Marie, og jeg har vært single I 11 år. Hver uke underholder jeg deg om singellivet, hvilke utfordringer og muligheter der ute, og hvorfor det så vanskelig å finne noen I dag?
Okay, so here we are. Welcome to the Single Cries podcast. We are here from the La Point Camp, Fuerteventura. I'm here with Ava.
Hi everyone!
from Bulgaria.
Yes.
Yes. And you and I, we met each other in the last La Point camp in Portugal.
Yes, in October, so already half a year ago, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you were single.
Then I was single, yes. But I had just met my boyfriend, current boyfriend now. He wasn't my boyfriend back then.
Yeah.
But I had just met him. So that's when we met, I think. And you told me that you have a podcast about being single, and I was like, oh. We need this, you know, because dating is hard. Finding someone is really hard these days, especially I think during the pandemic. So I felt very like we clicked immediately. Yeah. I think we had a very good connection.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And you also told me that you went to a psychologist, like love psychologist in Netherlands.
Yeah. No, so I live in Amsterdam, but I went to a therapist in, well, she's Bulgarian. And my mom is actually a therapist, and my mom really focuses on intimacy and relationships, which was really cool. So she recommended this lady, which was great. And then I went to her more with like, okay, I'm 26 right now, maybe I should mention.
Yeah.
But I had also been single for a long time, like 5 years, I think. And I had a lot of fun throughout it. I met a lot of people. I dated a lot of guys. But I always felt like they weren't my guys. And I was just like, is it going to happen? And I felt like all areas of my life were going in a really, really good direction, like with work, with social life. I loved where my life was at, but it just felt like something wasn't there. And it felt more like I feel like I need to change something inside of me for it to happen. Like I had this intuition for a really long time. I was like, okay, I'm stuck in a circle. The change needs to come from me. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep meeting the same kind of people, which were great people, by the way. Mm. But really weren't my people. And then I did. And after two or three sessions, I was actually feeling so good and comfortable and great by myself. And I was just like, okay, that's it. I hate dating apps. I'm just going to delete them all. Yeah. And I logged into one of them to actually delete it. But then my boyfriend popped up. And I was like, oh, wait. He looks like such a great guy. And it was a match. And then we started talking. And then...
But did you see him differently, like, after the therapist, you know?
Oh, I met him after the therapist or, like, during the therapy.
Yeah.
So, I haven't seen my therapist in a couple of months now. But... I think throughout it, I just always had these insecurities in me or these voices in my head telling me like, oh, it's not going to work out or it's too good to be through or something will be wrong. You know, I just couldn't believe myself that I deserved it in a way. So we worked a lot on that. So she really helped me. And I think maybe things wouldn't have progressed so fast or I wouldn't have felt so comfortable and confident in it if I hadn't worked with her.
Okay, cool. So you think that you didn't have been seeing your boyfriend if it had been for the therapy?
I think so. I really think so. I think something just clicked and it felt like, I don't know, like he was the reward for, in a way. And it doesn't mean that, you know, I still have things to work on 1,000%. I think we all do. But now I'm like, it's so different when you're aware of yourself, when you know yourself on the inside, what's going on in your head. I can recognize these thoughts. I'm open with him. I share it with him. He does the same. So it also, in a way, brings you closer together. Like that intimacy level you reach is much, much, much nicer and more deep.
Yeah. I'm happy for you.
Thank you. Yeah, I really didn't think it would happen so soon, to be honest. So I really felt like, okay, when we meet next camp, I'm gonna, like, I don't know. I was doing the stage of like not believing it in a way, trying to sabotage it in my head, which I think we all do in a way, you know?
Yeah. We all do.
Yeah.
Yes, but the thing happened on this camp. I asked the guy that I was dating, like, what he is really feeling for me, and he said, like, it's no romantic feelings, it's just friendship. And I was like, okay, then I just have to stop dating him. And then I become really sick. So this is one of my worst vacations ever.
For now, you still have 10 days left. So
I have 10 days left. But the thing is, like, when I puke, it's really, really, really funny. Because I was sunning with my with two other girls here. Mm-hmm. They're from Norway. And they were sitting next to me, and they was like, oh, I'm enjoying my life. This is the best time ever. Oh, my God, I fucking love my life. And I was still like, oh, I feel so sick. I feel so sick. And then I went straight to the bathroom, and I couldn't manage the toilet. So I puke in the sink.
Oh, you didn't? You weren't fast enough.
No. So you are curious where the soap is gone?
Yeah. Oh. Just so that everyone knows, we're in a room with together. Six people, and for the past 3 days, everyone's looking for the soap.
I used the soap like a spoon to take the trend, my puke away, and it was not enough. So I have to open a beer, take the beer out, and then blah 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 blah, and all. Oh my God! I was there for 1 hour.
And then, cleaning.
Yes, and then I was all gone. It was just a little in the sink. I have to use a towel to everything up and in the shower. Oh my God, it was terrible. And then,
how much did you puke? That's a lot of puke.
That was a lot. And then I took the whole sink was like, yeah, the sink doesn't work anymore, you know?
Is it the first one or the second one?
No, the second one close to the bathroom.
Oh. Doesn't work anymore.
Oh, here comes Matthias. Matthias is a French boy. He comes with a lot of water.
Where's the beer, Matthias?
Yeah. So then I went back to the Norwegian girls. I said, hello there, do you remember me? And they were like, yeah, we thought you went to sleep. No, I've been in the toilet and cleaned the whole toilet. Yeah, so it's been a rough week.
Days.
Yes, yeah. But I think I'm fine because I order a catamaran trip, sailboat trip, next Friday.
You deserve it, yeah.
So that's my single trip, huh?
Mm-hmm. No, but I think it's really important to do a lot of things on your own. And it wasn't until... because I also had a period like that. It was, I think, early September or something.
Yeah.
Just like you, like I was seeing someone, but... in the end it didn't work out under the context that I think he said that something from the sort of, oh, it's not you, it's me, I'm just not ready, blah blah blah. And then I also fell sick. But then I went home and I just like ended it on the phone. And then I had like 2 or 3 days just with my family. We were having like a trip away with some family friends in a villa, and it was so nice and peaceful. And I just wasn't like talking to anyone, like any boy or whatever, or swiping or anything. And I just felt the most peaceful I felt in such a long time. And I thought, oh, this is amazing, you know? So these moments are really important. So you have to enjoy every single one.
I have been like single for 11 years. So I have been like alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will find a prince on the catamaran trip. Huh?
I think so. He's not going to come on a horse, but maybe on a dolphin.
Yes.
But look, I think surfing is a great hobby to pick up new potential interests.
Because we were like surfing today, and the surfing, it was so crowded. I mean, it was just like Tinder guys. Mm-hmm. It was guys everywhere, and I spot some few.
Yeah,
not with the big red one, the red board. But
he was horrible. He was really rude.
I think he's Scandinavian or Deutsch or something.
He looked like a Viking.
Yeah, he really do.
Yeah.
But that's very cool. But do you think, how many years have you been living in Bulgaria?
So I was 19 when I moved to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And then for the past 7 years, well, 7.5 now, I've been living in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And my last boyfriend was actually when I moved out of Bulgaria.
Okay.
So
is it like different between Bulgaria boys and Deutsch boys?
Yeah, definitely, I think.
And
I think you have that a lot with every culture. But to me, nationality really didn't matter. I just wanted someone who was very open-minded and very...
Hi, Matthias. We're recording podcast.
You can be the next guest.
Yeah.
Professional microphone.
Very yes, professional. It is. Yeah.
I hope it's a good sound. I think it is. Yeah.
If not, we'll record it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think definitely there's a difference. The Holland is a more of a Nordic country. Well, for us.
Yeah.
And
Western.
Well. I think we're more West than Holland, but Western in another sense, definitely. But also it's more to the North, which means that people are colder, like the culture itself is colder.
Yeah.
People are different. In Bulgaria, we're very, or at least in my opinion, in my eyes and heart, are very open, very welcoming, very, I don't know, very similar to Greece, to Italy, to Spain. So the first, I think, I've been very lucky with the guys I've dated, and I've dated some also horrible Bulgarians, also some horrible internationals, as the country doesn't say much, but I think you definitely need this adjustment period. But to me, what was really important was to find the qualities that I was looking for, which was someone who is like me, like very warm, with a very big heart, very... Yeah. Very family bonded, you know, very close with their families, very caring, very sweet, which are not typically qualities you see in Dutch guys like immediately. I think it takes time. They're quite distant. So that's why I was pretty convinced that I'm actually not going to end up with a Dutch guy. But my boyfriend is Dutch now, but he's exactly what I just said and what I just described. And more so than actually any other nationality I've been with, and I have tried my fair share of the map,
yeah.
If you know what I mean. But yeah, so I think it's more about things that you really look for, and it's also like he's never lived outside of Holland or anything,
yeah.
So it's just the way he is, and I think the way he was raised, like his family is really, really, really incredibly nice, and they built those values in him, so
yeah,
that was very important.
My guy was too, he was very lovely, but he didn't have touch with his feelings, so that's why I need to walk away.
Yeah,
but he have all the quality I really want.
Yeah, but if it's all but one, then it's not your person. That's the thing, it's one step closer to your person.
I know, I yeah. Said it every time. Now I'm closer.
Yeah.
Because every time I meet a very nice guy and it doesn't, I'm not ending up with him, I'm thinking I'm so close now. So next guy, I think.
Exactly.
Yeah,
next. And also the other thing, a lot of my friends kept telling me like, Ava, like you're thinking about it too much, you know, because I always had these thoughts in my head. Oh my God, like, is it going to happen? Is this never going to happen? You know, like I'll just like be single and dating forever. I'll be that aunt with the 5 dogs and traveling the world. But my friends were also always like if you keep looking for it, you know, you're always gonna end up with the wrong people. They're not your people. It's just gonna find you, you know. And it sounds like such a cliche.
It is a fucking cliche.
But exactly what I told you, right? I had those few dates where I just felt such an insane level of peace and love inside of my body that I was just like, oh my God, if I have this, you know. And I was just with my mom and my dad and some family friends, and I was just in the sea.
Yeah.
The magic power, of course, always. And I was like, oh, this is more than enough, you know, like this is great. And literally a few days later we started talking.
Yes, exactly. So I give this 10 days and then I go back to Trondheim and I will date.
Yeah, or yeah. Even date here, you know. I think it's really important to expose yourself to it. Like,
but I've been dating for like 11 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But like, do you have at least one date every week?
No. Yeah, that's my new goal.
Yes, exactly. You have to really try,
yeah.
You know. It's just a drink, you know. It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
But also my biggest tip, and I think dating apps are really ruining it ruining it for us, because it's like a market, you know, you're talking to 5,000 people at the same time, they're talking to 5,000 people at the same time, nobody's really making an effort. I mean, I think I got really lucky, and we clicked super fast immediately on in real life, but also over text. But with everyone before, it was just like, you worry too much. You know, it's so much easier meeting someone in a bar or somewhere. Problem is, like, especially after COVID, of more than 2 years of dating via dating apps, people are now used to it because it's easy, you know? You can present yourself in the way you want to. You can, you know, hide all of the things that you don't want people to know or to think for as long as you want. And that's not nice. But then, and this was a tip of mine from a long time ago. My friend Lena, who is a few years older than me, she was also single for a really long time, by the way, and then found a really nice guy, and now they're together for a few years already. She also told me, like, Ava, it's like a market, you know? You need to put yourself out there, and you need to go and to try and to just have it planned, you know? Could be just... But get off of texting as soon as possible and just start meeting people. So really focus also on people that are in your city or around, you know, people you can have physical contact with, because that's really important.
Yeah. I think I want to do that, like, just text with many guys and just ask them if they want to date me, like, for coffee, like, 20 weeks. One of them I will be having sex with, no? Well,
having sex is also important, you know? Like, definitely, you get to... It's a different level of... It's a different experience, you know? Some people you meet just for sex, like, and it's just the reality of our generation, too. That's also fine, but then leave it at that, you know?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people also fantasize about it being much more, no, it was sex, it was fun, and that's it, end of story.
Mm. Because I think I've always been, like, one at a time, so this will be my new technique. Do like severals, like in a short way, you know, meet for a date and and then another date with a different guy.
Exactly, know? Because you're getting to know them, you know, that's the getting to know stage, and I think that's important to get to know a few at the same time. Now when we talk about other things, like thinking things further, you know, becoming exclusive, I think that takes some time, but also is dependent on your own values and how you're feeling. Like, I had this conversation with my roommate a couple of weeks ago, because he was dating like 3 guys at the same time.
Okay.
And he was like, what should I do? And I was like, you haven't had a conversation with anyone, you know? So they might be dating other people as well, but what do you feel in your heart? And he was like,
one of those three have to be... better than the other.
Yeah. So things with the other two fell through. So now he's, I think, focusing on the other one. But when I met my boyfriend, you know, from the beginning, I just had this gut instinct, like, I don't want to talk to anyone else, you know, I don't want to meet anyone else. Yeah. It was really like, and I have a very strong intuition, so I always follow it. But I also never had that with anyone before.
No.
You know, I was like, and this was when we met in Portugal, I had only seen him twice.
Yeah.
Like the 2 days before I left, just for a few hours each. And still, it was just like, we had such a very, very strong connection that I was just like, I literally don't have eyes for anyone else.
But I mean, that was the same with my guy too. I didn't have any eyes for anyone. But I think for now, like when I come back home, I just find someone on Tinder, ask them for dates, and that's it. And then I ask another guy for a date, and that's it, and ask another guy, and then one of those three I can go further with, you know?
Yeah. Keep them at least once a week, you know? It's just a day. Keep it like, okay, and even if you're on a good roll, do it twice a week, you know? It's just a coffee. Like, who knows? Maybe you also end up having a great friend out of this,
you know?
And there are a lot of nice apps, you know? It's not only Tinder. You have, like... Bumble is a nice one, like that's where I met my boyfriend actually. But at least in Holland, like, the quality of people on Bumble is a bit better. Also Hinge is a nice one, because you can see a little bit more about a person rather than just a few photos. So that's, I think that's nice, and these were the two I used actually. There's also Inner Circle that I heard nice things about.
I don't think we have so many in Norway.
No. Maybe that's a problem.
Yeah. We have Tinder, Happn, and Bumble. Mm-hmm. Bumble, yeah. I think that's it.
Bumble, and fun fact, is actually founded by a woman. Okay. So it's like female entrepreneurship.
And we also have like Match.com, you know? Have you heard about that?
I think, is it like a pretty old one? Or
Yeah. When divorced people are there.
Yeah. But I think the most important thing is to actually recognize that dating is hard nowadays. It's not easy.
Yeah, it is.
And when I hear my grandparents talk about it, or I've been reading a lot of books in the past couple of months, and they're all like novels, but they are all like happened at least like 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And then it's so interesting to see like also how like our parents met and our grandparents, you know, you lived in a city or in a village and that was your pool of people, you know, so you met your person and that was it, you know.
Yeah.
And now we have you can put your dating app to be in another country or another city and you swipe there. And that's so ridiculous, right? That you just stay at home and swipe instead of actually making an effort to look around.
Do you think we find partner in the wrong way nowadays?
I think so, because often we ourselves are not willing to make the effort, I think. And I'm guilty of that as well. Like, I even remember when I was a little bit younger and, I don't know, there would be a cute guy around me or in my office, for example. Instead of going up and talking to him, I would just open a dating app, put the range so close and see if he's there. And then
I know, it's so terrible.
Yeah. And doing that, I was like, what the fuck, you know?
And I don't like the commercial about Happn, because they're like, they go into the gym and they don't say hi, and then they go in the car and like looking on the app if he's there or not. It's like, shut the fuck up, go and say hi, you know?
Exactly. I think there's nothing more... like, there's nothing nicer than having that physical connection, you know? And that's, I don't know, like, I've also had, like, really weird ways of meeting people. But, for example, one guy just walked up to me at the gym, you know? Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, he asked me for coffee, and, like, nothing came out of it. But I really liked the initiation, you know? Immediately, it was good in my eyes. And it wasn't necessarily someone that, you know, maybe I would have swiped yes on a dating app. But it was just... like, I was like, oh, that's cool, you know, he has both to come to me. And then all of my friends were so amazed he did that. And I was like, why is that so out of this world? I think we're looking for it. So, and it's not about stopping, right? I think it's just more making an effort to be more present and to, maybe it's a nice addition, you know, but making sure that you do go out, you put yourself out there. I mean, could be at the gym, could be at...
Maybe I should do that too, you know, in a gym in Norway. Mm-hmm. In Norway, we are very cold people, you know. You don't talk to anyone, you know. That's how it is.
You told me about it.
Yeah, it's terrible, huh? Yeah.
So what, you just look at each other?
And we don't even look at each other.
We don't. How does love happen in Norway?
We are very drunk when we go out and then we have sex.
Yeah, Norwegians drink a lot, that's for sure. I've seen that, yeah. All the Norwegians I know drink a lot of it. That's
including
good.
Me.
Yes. I'm Bulgarian, so we're also guilty of that.
Okay. Yeah, but it was very nice to meet you, Ava.
Thank you.
I think my listener,
it was a pleasure.
Yeah, I think my listener is appreciating that. We can tell you a little about the camp you're here. Now we are in the living room. It's two pools here. Mm. It's a skating park.
Yeah.
We're living in a dorm with four other people. People is farting. People is...
talking in their sleep.
I really do. Talking in my sleep. So maybe that's why people run away after the sex next morning, because I'm talking to them in the sleep. Yes, we share the same bathroom. Two people while has been puking up. Yeah, yes. Life is good, huh?
Yeah, life is good. The villas are beautiful, and it's everyone so beautiful. Here is really nice. So I think one thing I can conclude after two Lapon camps. I mean, you've been to four, so I still have to get to know around more. But after the one in Alentejo and the one here, I'm really impressed. Everyone's really nice. Everything's very professional,
the
very
food
organized.
Is so good here.
Well, food is amazing. Yeah. I have to say, like, I like the food better here. But I think that's just me because I love everything Spanish and Canarian. So I think that's why.
Yeah.
But the food is amazing and people are great. Yeah. Both times people are great. So.
And the weather is just like Norwegian summer.
cloudy and sometimes very hot. That's yeah. Okay, let's have another beer and yes. And thank you guys for that you was listening to the English version of the Single Cries. We will hear you next Friday, and then it will be in Norwegian. Okay, goodbye then. Bye bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.